For my ladies out there working and they grinding, baby, we appreciate y'all. All these hardworking women out there. That's why we started Big Salute Working Woman Wednesday to all the working ladies. Whether you single, married, or whatever you're doing, just salute to you and everything that you do out there in the community working hard. Who we got in the building this morning, Ms. Jackson?
We got some special ladies in the building that are bosses in a male-dominated industry. So excited to talk to them. Madhouse Nation, let's have a round of applause for our female barbers, Lady D and Cash.
What's going on now? All
right, now. How are y'all doing?
Great. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us today. We wanted to talk about being a female barber and what that life is like. So tell us about how you got started in this male-dominated industry.
Well, for me, I was in high school when I started it. I was 16. It was a new class offered to us, and me and one of my friends signed up for the class. I can draw, so I just figured I could cut hair. So I tried it out and just fell into it. Went to college and was cutting hair in my dorm and is making money, and I just started as a career.
Wow.
I've been doing it since 2009.
Okay. Wow. What about you?
And as for me, I started cutting hair in my house, cutting my brother's and my cousin's hair, and everyone started encouraging me that I should pursue barbering, which I wasn't interested in at first. I just love cutting hair in my male cousins and friends and brothers. Your hair wasn't looking too tight. That's what got me. So that's what started me off into cutting hair. And I eventually went to barbering school. And I worked in Chicago where Michael Jordan used to get his hair cut at Price Barbershop.
Oh, damn.
And then there at Price Barbershop, everybody was waiting on Price to cut their hair because Michael Jordan go. And when I started there, they've never had a woman barber. And they would not give me a play. And so I let the brothers know. It took a while. I said, listen, I am so good that if I mess your hair up, I will pay you.
Wow.
To allow me to cut it, and you go get someone else to do it.
Wow.
So it was crowded.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They were like tired of waiting, and so I'm like, huh, with that, I'm going to give you a try. And it went on from there.
That's what's up. Do you find that to be the case in a lot of when you first start? Like the males think you can't cut because you're a female.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Wow. I didn't let a lady cut my hair before. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first head that you cut? Like, who's the first person that let you cut their hair?
Actually, this guy right here. Okay. We went to barber school together. He didn't finish. I did, but
so rude. So rude.
He the first one that let me cut his hair. I cut his hair first. I messed up because somebody made me mess up. They told me to use the wrong guard, but you know, he didn't get too upset about it. So
that's what's up. What's your best cut that you could do? Because every barber got that thing. What's your thing?
Got their signature.
Yeah. What's your thing?
I do fades and designs.
Okay, so you do designs?
Yes.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yes.
You putting the extra hair in people's head? Like, no, you know how to get celebrities?
I ain't doing no man weaves yet. Not yet, but one day.
What about you, Lady D? What's your favorite design? You have over 20 years of experience cutting.
Yes, and my favorite, I would say, is the box. Because since I've come down here, they like, okay, Lady D, that's your cut. That box. I have to do that box.
I used to have a box back in the day.
Exactly. It's so old school. It's the box.
Okay.
Yeah, well, my hair would actually grow. I used to get a box.
For any young ladies that are out here that are listening that might be intimidated about going into the world of barbering, what is your advice to them?
I would say just be confident in what you do. Don't really worry about what the next barber is doing. I mean, we're females, but at the same time, that doesn't mean that you can't cut. Like, it's guys out here that can't cut. So just be confident in what you do And then everything will just fall into place and just stay persistent. That's what I would say.
All right, when we come back, we got to find out what barbershops y'all at and how can I come get a haircut? Charlotte's plug, man, it's Working Woman Wins. We got some female barbers in the building. It's Powered 88.
Win 1G for me.
From Charlotte's Plug.
No, that's facts.
Power 98.
Power 98 WPEG. Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. It is Working Woman Wednesday inside the madhouse. We got some female barbers in the building. Who got the building?
Yes, we are sitting up here chatting with Miss Cash and Lady D, our female barbers. I had the wonderful opportunity to meet both of these ladies. Both of these ladies gave of their time and their talent at my big cut, my annual big cut. They were in there cutting hair. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for doing that for the kids in our community.
No problem.
They were great. Mm-hmm. The kids walked away. They loved their cuts.
It was fresh.
What do you cut at?
I cut at the Grooming Lounge at North Lake Mall.
Oh, that's what's up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right
okay.
in the mall.
Yep.
Right
over there with Elliot.
Yep.
Yeah. Shout out to Elliot.
And what's your name again?
My name is Cash.
Cash and the groomer. I'm gonna come and holler at you.
Can't get in the morning no more.
You got to book an appointment.
You got to book.
Oh,
you booked up.
Yeah. She got famous on me. She got famous on me. I can't even get in no more.
You coming afternoon.
How you get famous like that?
I don't know. Ask him.
Shot, you made famous?
I don't know.
I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And Lady D, you have a special story. Where are you working now?
I work at Kingdom Cuts, Rex Barbershop.
Yes.
Kingdom Cuts. I met Rex and was given the chance. I was at the women's shelter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I saw you all at the women's shelter mm-hmm. when I came. I was leaving. I was leaving one day, depressed down, and I saw Rex with the big bus. And I'm like, oh, I didn't have my tools. I'm like, oh, I'm a barber. I went on the bus. And if I had my tools, I would have helped him cut all those children's heads he was cutting. And he gave me a card. And a year later, came out of my little depressed state. Now I'm ready to go back into my barbering field. Mm. And I did not know here you had to have a model to cut a head. So I went to several shops and everyone turned me down. And then I finally went and found Rex's card in my drawer. And I gave him a call and he was the only one who gave me a chance to cut hair. I had my little nephew with me. He was visiting for the summer, and his hair grew out. So I was able to taper him off, and Rex saw my cut, and I was cutting every set.
Said that you're sitting up there on the first chair in the shop as soon as you walk in.
Yes. He gave me a chance.
That's awesome. Such an inspiring story.
What's your Instagram? How can we keep up with you?
My Instagram is _only1cash. That's _only1cash. Don't hate. Sorry. Dang.
DJ Shark,
you done got too famous on.
That's a good thing, right?
I guess.
No.
Sock said he wanted his cut.
You got to keep it hood.
That's a great thing for these female bosses. Right.
Forget that word.
Hollywood, though. You can't
Hollywood. I'm just professional.
You can't get like Eve on the barbershop. You know, she went Hollywood on them. What about you? You got Instagram, Facebook?
Facebook, okay, Lady D. I'm Lady D. Peace.
Okay.
All right, man.
All right, man. Thank y'all, ladies.
I'm going to come get me a shape
up. Thank you.
I want to see what Cash can do.
I got you.
Charlotte's Plug, man. It's a Working Woman Wednesday.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.